right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
He just fucking grabbed his fart.
Not even his dude, it fucking fart. Reeks, too.
Look, it's so much worse when you hear the vibration.
That's what Marky Mark said.
Alright, this is Radio BAM. I'm here with the art department crew. I'm with Seth, Fana, Hane, and Deco. And we're getting ready to start filming the new movie tomorrow. And today basically sucked. Mm-hmm. First of all, it sucked because my buddy Figgy had a 7 in the morning flight from Philadelphia Airport, which means that I had to get up at 5:30 from Ape and Phil's house because it was closer. Yeah. So I stayed there that night. So then... last night. So then I was already cranky by being up that early. Then,
I haven't heard that word forever.
Then I get in an argument with Missy because she was telling me that she doesn't like to go to the Starbucks near the cigar shop because I always go in there and start drinking. So I was getting mad at her. I'm like, so you're avoiding the fucking Starbucks and going to the one farther away just so I won't go into the cigar shop. That is bullshit. So I freaked out, and then she started yelling about shit that I did 3 days ago. I'm like, you should have yelled at me that 3 days ago. Why are you fucking yelling at me now? Like, so so I'm like, let me out of the fucking car. So then she skid out on Birmingham Road. I got out of the car. I slammed the door.
Do you know how many people wreck on Birmingham Road?
Well, that's the thing.
All of them.
So here I am on Birmingham Road walking, which is probably 7 miles to my house. I'm like, great, now I got 7 fucking miles. Then I made it about a mile and a half, and then I see this cop just sitting in the corner of this development, and he's just it was a girl cop, and she was totally just watching me walk by. Like, I'm not in any running gear or anything, so I'm obviously not out. Like, I'm obviously got in an argument or something. So she pulls up, and she's like, what are you trying to do? Get yourself killed on this road? I'm like, what? And she's like,
you're walking. You're
She's like, well, how would you're trying to get yourself walking? Where are you trying to go? I'm like, I'm trying to go home, but I already talked to my buddy who's coming to get me. And I'm like, he said he was God.
What, are you going to run over by road bikers?
Yeah, so she's like, I'm going to. So she takes me to the 842 and Birmingham Road where I told Hane. Where I was going to be. No, actually, I told Seth that I was going to be there on his phone.
Yeah, you weren't even there.
So I didn't even have your phone number, and I never have a signal at that point. And the goddamn...
The police
officer wouldn't let me get dropped off at the corner of 842 and Birmingham Road because she felt it was too dangerous. So she dropped me off at West End Swim Club, which is the other way. I'm like, when Hane turns onto Birmingham Road...
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That fucking cunt followed me for like a mile. I had to fucking lose her. I cut through like 10 yards to get rid of her.
She's calling me on my phone.
Yeah. She was like, what's the number? Because I was telling her, I'm like, I don't have a signal, and I can't tell them to go to West End Swim Club because they're going to turn before they even pass me, so they're not going to see me anyway. So I have to go to where you think it's too dangerous. She's like, well, I'm not dropping you off there. I'm like, well, then I don't have a ride because I don't have a signal. She's like, what number are you trying to call? I'm like, fine, call 818. She's like, is that a 610? I'm like, no, it's 818. She's like, is it 484? And I'm like, no, it's 818. And she's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, it's my friend from California. And then, so she called it, and then Seth answers, and she's like, this is officer so-and-so. And then she starts asking me, do you have any warrants? Well, what's your name and what's your license number? And
wouldn't she be able to figure that out, though?
Well, like, now all of a sudden she's trying.
It's getting good.
So now Hane gets me. He pulled an all-nighter with Buddy Bill.
Oh, no, bullshit. No. I showed up to work early.
So he sees a cop over there. He's picking me up. He's picking me up with a cop at West End Swim Club. He's fucking dodging the weed and dodging the booze. He's like, yo, give me that Listerine in the back. I'm like, what Listerine? He's like,
what was in there early?
I'm like, is it in the bag? He's like, no, it's just sitting there. Let me get the Listerine. I'm like, fuck.
So then I get the brilliant fucking idea to ride a bicycle this morning?
Yeah, and he was so wasted that he was just like, he was talking all that shit about going down the roll in the bike.
Signed a contract.
He signed a contract and everything, and he whipped out the next day because he was sober.
And now I got
sober.
A free lawn tractor out of the deal, so,
So now it's 10 in the morning. He grabs the beach cruiser bike, which can't even handle riding off of a curb because it'll dent the rim.
Right.
This idiot just powers it out, goes down the roll in, and the impact of the roll in crushed the back tire of the bike because he weighs like 200 and some pounds as
I
it
took
is.
36 fucking spokes in a hub. To the asshole.
Dude, the bike went up his ass. He has a black tar stain on his fucking ass, and the whole back tire is dented like the shape of an oval.
I had to remove the wheel to get my balls out of the fucking frame and the tire. The shit I do for this fucking world.
Then it gets even worse. So not only did the Birmingham police drive me to 842 so Hane could dodge all the weed and drive to my house, now there's a state trooper out in front of the house.
Yeah, there was.
And Seth's girlfriend, Selena, who's living here right now, the doorbell rings at, what, 9 in the morning or something?
It was like 9:30 or 10. Something.
And what happened? Because I wasn't here.
I went down to her shop to get started, and I saw Hannah walking up towards the front with a bunch of dudes, and I figured it was just
guys usual.
Like always.
Some guys that he had
yeah,
over
that's
last
a big
night.
Ass faggot dick. Let me play with it.
Yo, Hannah, you should have been hot
last night,
man.
So and then Selena comes down, and she's like, what the fuck? I heard the doorbell ring. I thought it was you locked out, so I answered it in a towel, and it's two guys. Like, is Sam here? And she's like, no. Who are you? And like, we came all the way from Ohio. And she's like, just get the fuck out of here right now. Like,
she goes, is Bam here? And then she goes, is he expecting you? And they're like, is Bam here? Is he expecting you? And then at that point, Hannah was sleeping on the couch. He comes out. He's like, what do you think you're doing? Like, dude, there's a fence around my property for a reason. It's because I don't want fucking people in my property. And they had the gall to, like, come through. And then it's what pisses me off the worst is, so now the state troopers are here, and the kids parked.
How the fuck did they get in here?
The neighbor called them.
They must have pole-vaulted.
The neighbor called the police, and,
How'd they get over the fence?
Beats me. I don't know. But
ladders.
But
goddamn
they got over somehow, and they had this Volkswagen Beetle that says Road to Bam on it, and they parked down the hill on the property of the lady who hates
me. Thank God, because I wouldn't have been able to get here this morning.
so she thinks that I'm doing this. You know what I mean? She thinks that I'm filming something, and I parked a Volkswagen in her car, in her yard that says Road to Bam. So she's calling the police, thinking that she's getting me caught doing something. I come rolling down, and she's mouthing off to Seth. What did she say to you first? Because you were doing errands.
We went down there. We're like, you know, we're looking at this car, and it's ridiculous. It's got a Hardogram on it. It's like someone's spring break car. And she's
who
like,
drives that for spring break? Like,
yeah, your neighbor just got his fucking property broken into. And she's like, well, can you tell him when you see him that there's trash all along this road and that every time his buddies
like,
come over here,
did you listen
they
to
throw
me?
Trash.
I said,
like,
Bam just had people break into his house, and you're talking. That bitch has her head so far up her fucking ass that she's sitting there, and she's just like, hey, did you hear that Bam just got shot from trust papers? That's not the point. The point is that there's trash all over my yard and all over the road. And it's ever since Bam moved in here, it's been nothing but problems.
Nothing but
problems. It's like, well, do you realize that he doesn't want that either? He doesn't want fans driving up the road because he just got shot from a trust paper? That's not the point. The point is that there's trash all over the place. She's not even listening she's not listening to anything. She has her head so far up her fucking ass that she's just so worried about trash being in the yard and people driving up and down. She thinks that we just drive down the road and we're like, oh, Doritos, Red Bull. We're just chucking Red Bulls and Doritos and beer and like fucking.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're riding fucking horses.
They think that we just litter all over our own yard. Like, it's not us. It's fucking random people, whether they're fans or haters or whatever. It's them doing it. I wouldn't litter on my. I drive that road every motherfucking day. The last thing I want to see is Dorito bags laying all over the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I want some Rubbles or combos. At least I can score some cheesy filling. Yeah.
What?
What about Cheetos?
Yeah, Cheetos are pretty good. What about Cheese Jacks from ShopRite?
Cheese Jacks are the most ghetto things ever, and then Chester they all stick shrimp. To your Chester teeth and shrimp. Shit. Is that what they are?
Chester Shrimp.
Chester Shrimp. What happened?
The ghost of Ryan G just fucked up the sound.
No, the ghost of Ryan G.
That's my mic.
We got to get some new mics up in this bitch, dude.
Ryan G was fucked up last night. It was excellent.
G was fucked up?
He was rocking out the Hannah's band.
He was completely annihilated. And you know what sucks? It's like, he was so messed up. He's like, I'm like, dude, you're all K-Paxed up right now. He's like, no, I'm not. I haven't took one K-Pax in 3 days. And then he was talking. He's like, and then 5 minutes later, he's like, I didn't take any K-Pax today. I took a half of one yesterday. I'm like, you just said you didn't take one for 3 days, you fucking liar. He's like, no, I took one yesterday. It's like, you took one today. You're so muffed up that you fucking took one today, and you're trying to lie to everybody. He's like spilling glasses and shit.
Jesus, when was that?
This was last night at Barnaby's. And it drives me up a fucking wall, because he has this tactic where we went to... Four Dogs, and there was like 10 of us all having drinks and eating and stuff, and the band The Thieves were there, and Donnie from Rex's and everybody, and we're all having loads of drinks. So when everybody looks at their bill and they're like, holy shit, I owe 40, so I might as well give 50. So everybody was given 50,
right.
And then at the end of the day, it's like $300, and the bill is only $240.
Right.
So G has this fucking brilliant idea that if he charges it, takes all the money, and then gives a low-ass tip,
right.
Then he makes out with $40.
Right.
And it makes me look fucking bad, and he winds up with $40 in his pocket from having free drinks and free meals.
Right.
I thought his scam was...
Did you catch him doing that?
It fucking drives me nuts. Like, I could just tell that that's what he was planning on doing. Like, he wasn't going to add up and see how much money it was. All he knows is that he has a bundle of money. He's going to charge it and wind up with at least 40 awesome dollars.
And
he's
going
to give her a 10% tip or something.
A regular tip.
I thought his scam was that he tries to eat all the food in the restaurant, so it causes this big commotion. Like, we're out of burgers, we're out of steaks. And then when they're all fumbling around, he makes a dash and don't have to pay. Is that true? Bam, is that true? Is that the truth?
Like a box of chocolates.
And I lent him $13,000 so he could buy a nice Nissan truck 3 years ago, as he promised that he would pay me back. He hasn't given me one dime. And
he brought a wolf here for
him. And he's been doing updating my website here and there. And Nissan, I told him that I would give him $1,000 every other month. And he knew that, because we had a meeting with Phil.
Right.
And he's been going, hitting up Phil every month, taking $1,000, when he knew damn well it should be every other month.
Right.
And then he just goes, well, bam, I had bills to pay. Well, fucking stop buying shit and stop flying yourself to fucking London to watch Nine Inch Nails play. Right. If you have bills to fucking pay. So now, he was supposed to get $1,500 to film the entire making of the film that we're doing tomorrow.
Right.
And then he's like, Franz, do you think I could get like $2,000? Because I don't know if $1,500 is enough. It's like, you fucking asshole. You know, like, so I said, he's not getting anything. I'm just going to write off, like, I'm going to act like he gets $1,500, but I'm just going to deduct it from the car.
Right.
So at the end of the film, he doesn't wind up with any money, but now he gets a free car out of the deal, and it doesn't make me feel like he fucking gypped me off.
Right, right. Thanks.
You know, like, he didn't even give the courtesy of, like, saying, hey, let me buy you dinner this time, because, you know, you did buy me a car, and I never gave you a motherfucking dime.
Keep all the money.
And then Franz is like, well, we're going to pay him the money, and then at the end of the movie, he's going to write you a big check of the money back. I'm like, Franz, do you really think Shit Goose is going to break out his checkbook and write me $10,000 check? Yeah, fuck right. You gotta be kidding me. He would never do that. He would make up some fucking excuse of how he couldn't afford it, or his truck broke down and he had to get it fixed and it's at the shop and he doesn't have the money right now. He would come up with something to not give me it. And I'm like, once you give him the money, it's gone.
Right.
Like, it's like if I gave you $1,000 right now and I said, Hannah, give me $800 back in 2 months from now. If I hit you up in 2 months, you'd be like, dude, that motherfucking shit is gone, dude. You were writing, wait, what did they do in
Dumb and Dumber?
What did they do in Dumb and Dumber? Those IOU dollars?
Yeah.
We don't have the money right now, but we have a million IOU dollars. It's as good as a dollar.
We're good for it.
We're good for
every
it.
Every penny's been accounted for. Every down to the last cent.
Like, so what if it's been accounted for? It's not there anymore. Like, it's useless. Yeah, but at least we accounted for everything.
We showed you what we spent on it.
I have a list of what I bought.
Hannah, you buy lots of shit. You buy $80 tobacco pipes.
Yeah, I know.
Do you still smoke tobacco?
I still have that.
Hannah, your father.
You were so pissed that we smoked weed out of it.
Yeah.
On tour.
That was such a good time.
Hannah had the line of the century. He goes, it's noon. I come out. And I'm like, you sip on vodka and Red Bull already? It's noon. And he's just like, about three of them already. And I'm like, dude, I don't care what you do, just as long as you get the job done, because he's working in our department. I'm like, you could do whatever you want, just as long as you get it done. He goes, well, then I'm going to be drunk for fucking... Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be drunk for 5 fucking weeks straight, nonstop, during this whole movie.
And then he thinks about it.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Like, he's picturing in his head him being drunk for 5 weeks straight, and then he just, like, thinks about the whole situation, like... Yeah, man, it's going to be fucking awesome.
It's the summer
being
in a month.
Being drunk for 5 weeks straight is going to be fucking awesome.
That's hard to do, man. I can't do it.
You will.
So you started...
You will.
You started filming the movie?
We start tomorrow.
That's awesome.
At the golf course.
Woohoo!
I'm not going to say which golf course, but we're spending all day there. It's going to be fucking great. And I can't wait. Are you going to go over your lines, Deco?
Think I'm gonna say that crap?
I know.
I did go over my.
Well, actually, you wrote half of it. So
yeah, but I went over it with Bataro, but I like to to make it up as we go. It's better.
Hell yeah,
it feels more natural.
We need to have a continuity dude, big time.
Yeah, we have one, but he's a girl.
But it's a girl.
Is Selena handle that? Yeah. Okay, good. Because last time when we were filming Haggard, man, we filmed like.
We refilmed so
many fucking
things. We
filmed
things.
Like 5 reels, which is probably...
A couple scenes. Probably 10 scenes.
Yeah, I would say we wasted $13,000 on just Ryan Dunn forgetting his eye patch. Mm-hmm. Straight up. Like, we would film the entire scene. I wouldn't notice. Franz wouldn't notice. No one would notice. We'd film the whole scene. And then it's just like, doesn't have his fucking eye patch on. Oh my God, when did he stop having his eye patch on? Like, about... 5 scenes ago, like, motherfucker, man, we just wasted the whole day and all this bullshit-ass film. Now we have to relight and start all over again. It was so frustrating. Like, we need to spend the extra buck to have a continuity, bitch. She ain't a bitch! She's my girlfriend! She ain't a bitch! And then remember when we went to Kuma the other night and we were singing Novak songs because he just got out of rehab?
Take a look at my needle. Take a look at my needle. She's the only one I got.
And then the best is, remember Hot for Cheetah when it's like, I got my pencil. Give me something to write on, man. Where you go,
I got my needle. Give me something to tie off on.
Give me something to tie off on, man.
Give me something to put in that.
I don't feel like a junkie.
I don't feel like a junkie.
Class is obviously dead, man.
Bad.
I got it bad. Right now. Hey, I'm on heroin. Right now. Bam, it's Abby.
Yeah.
Fast.
I got my needle. Class is obviously dead, man.
You have the whole song in this? Dude, this song is fucking awesome.
It is. Van Halen's, it was awesome.
Yo, Chris Bowes played
until Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar was... Yeah, that was the downfall.
Yeah, didn't he make Crystal Clear Pepsi?
Who?
Sammy Hagar made Crystal Clear Pepsi, didn't he?
And Cabo Wabo, which is the worst club ever in Mexico.
And the worst song.
Hold on, keep it going. I like how to keep it.
Or tequila.
Yo, how would you hop yourself up on heroin to this song?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be mellow.
I got my needle.
Wait a second.
Woo! Give me something to tie off on, man.
You got me zip tied.
I don't feel like a junkie. Woo!
This is a good song.
Hey, keep it playing on a low volume so when we get to the
I got my needle,
we get to it.
What was the other
funny one? Was it
right now? Hey, I'm on heroin. Right now, come on, babe, it's everything.
Come on, babe.
Catch this magic moment right here now.
Yeah, I don't have that, fortunately.
Right now.
I saw Van Halen in 88 at Monsters of Rock, and I just wanted to see Eddie come out with his red guitar.
And he never did?
He came out with a yellow guitar and huge baggy pants, and Sammy Hagar following behind. I just fucking rolled, dude. Honestly, fuck Van Halen after that.
Oh, my money. No, I don't even want it back.
I just wanted to see a red fucking guitar. I mean, and Sammy
Hagar.
Oh,
here we go.
Is this I got my needle. I got my needle. Give me something to tie off on, man. I feel like a junkie. Class is obviously deathless. Give me something sticking at, man.
It's fucking rocking. I had it. You can sing like that.
Dude, that's when David Lee Roth was in his fucking motherfucking prime, dude.
That's why he split the band right after that record, too.
Now he's like trying to be a doctor and shit with like short hair all like muffed up looking and shit.
I've seen him recently. He's pretty fucking good still, though, man.
God bless him.
Way better than Sammy. So, F. Yeah. Sammy, then.
Wasn't he trying to replace Howard Stern for a little while, but it failed miserably?
Yeah.
That fucking...
He wasn't like... Well, yeah, I guess he was replacing. He just took his... Yeah. Time slot or whatever in New York.
It's hard because everybody wanted them to fucking fail anyway.
Yeah, everybody wanted them.
Dude, if anybody's trying to replace Howard, I mean, everybody's already like betting, making bets on how bad you're going to fail because Howard Stern has radio on lockdown. Like, he already knows what to do so bad that it's like almost impossible to be better than it because there's never a dull moment. He always has... He has a team of, like, five people doing sound effects. Robin's his sidekick. You know, you got, like, somebody on standby in case there's ever a dull moment. They have, like, eight news clippings that are hilarious and they're ready to read. Like
30 years of experience.
Yeah, like David Lee Roth just jumping on the scene and trying to be better than Howard Stern. It's never going to happen. Exactly.
Sounds like something that should be like Harriet Tubman should be listening to it walking in the Underground Railroad.
Harriet Tubman.
The bitch from the Underground Railroad.
How'd they get all the trains down there?
Huh?
What the hell's that all about?
Oh, that's... You don't know what the Underground Railroad is?
No.
It was those sneaky bitches running from town, from place to place in the middle of the night.
They actually to get just had model railroads under
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
I used to think it was an actual railroad that was underground and all these people were just like on it.
They still do. Just,
they have those tunnels in town.
Tunnels?
Yeah. One of the last stops was over right by my house at that church.
What the fuck would they have
little church.
Oh,
yeah? Underground Railroad there.
For the Underground Railroad.
Why would they build a whole train system when they could just take off? Like, why would you spend building, like, a time
That's what
length?
I don't understand.
You
like,
just take SEPTA, I mean.
Like, no, but they would build, like, an underground tunnel from this house to the neighbor's house. Like, just sneak at 5 in the fucking morning. Like,
no, that's what they did.
Yo,
they just call it that. They go from, like, basement to basement. They don't dig from basement to basement.
What is it called?
I mean, once in a while.
I still don't know what the fucking Underground Railroad is.
You think they would have dug, like, Bugs Bunny, like, all the way up?
Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
Underground Railroad. What the fuck is that shit?
I have.
So Aquaman. You
know, I have.
There's no water.
I have Lance Bass, which is the gay astronaut who never made it to space, painted on my garage door.
Stop it. Trying to score some sausage in space with some spaceman.
And now I have Ronald Reagan saying, fuck Reagan, he's a fuck ass. And now I have a whole nother garage door left to paint. And I'm thinking of doing Harriet Tubman.
Doing a tube with Aunt Jemima. How about it?
A tube with Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, and syrup just blasting out of their colon.
Or I was thinking the Admiral Duncan. The Admiral Duncan was the first gay dude ever. He was back in the George Washington days. He had, like, the white wig on, but he claims to be the first gay dude ever. Yeah. He's the Admiral Duncan.
They're embarrassing me. They're embarrassing America. They turned the Navy into a floating joke. They ruined all our best names, like Bruce and Lance and Julian. Those were the toughest names we had. Now they're just you.
But out of all those three people, Seth,
I was thinking Osama bin Laden.
And it needs to say jihad. And you can take it any way you want.
Was Osama gay, though?
Did Bam like him? Did Bam hate him?
Hey, man, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is jihad, man. That's what he did. He's an icon now.
It's true.
Whether it's good or bad, he's a goddamn icon.
And a gay icon.
And he seems fun to paint.
He would be. He's easy.
Doesn't he seem fun to fucking paint?
I don't think you should put that on your garage door.
Oh,
it's fucking hilarious, and it gets people talking.
Yeah, who the fuck knows Harriet Tubman?
I'm going to fucking drive through it and do one for America, brother.
Well, then maybe you can, and then Chad will be the man.
Yeah, man.
Oscar Mayer Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
And I'm going to win right now by playing the Kooks.
All day.
From England. The Kooks are from England. This is track 5. I forget the
Wait,
name.
Wait, what's it called?
They're called the Kooks, and I fucking like them. I bought the CD when I was in Dubai, and I just listened to it now in the Mercedes. K-O-O-K, dude.
Oh, I thought you said
S. Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Sweet. Got to stay on this rock, monster rock, an island on which you found the love within your twitch. You built that itch in your petticoat, your pretty, pretty petticoat. And then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a car that must get played by organizations.
Dude, that was so bassy. Hey, did you know that the wedding episode is on tomorrow? Tuesday night at 9:30? 1 hour long?
1 hour long. 1 hour long. 1 hour.
1 hour. Long.
1 hour. Don't worry, you can catch a rerun. MTV, yeah. Hurry.
Bam's Unholy Union, tomorrow, 9:30, Tuesday, the wedding episode, 1 hour long.
Yeah, boy, get it!
it in stores now, today!
Yeah, yeah!
I can't tell you that is.
Hannah, do the horse.
Oh,
try
man.
To do the horse.
I forget how to do it.
No, you got it.
I don't remember how to do it.
No, you got it. How about
sheep? Oh, we got sheep today.
I know.
Or we got goats.
Goats.
Not try to do a goat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But it's not no.
Dude, you got the horse. I know you
can
do it.
I don't know if I can. I can't do it right now.
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, is that the? Is that the?
They're sheep. Your goats.
That's a goat's out
that's
back.
Actually, yeah, your goat.
Try it again. Wet those VCs and try it again. It's vocal cords, though.
VCs.
Hit them goats up. Goats. Milk. Teeth. Fed up. Cans. Rooftop.
Hank comes walking in like, what the fuck? Oh, I'm kind of lightheaded.
Milk.
Yeah, okay. You know what's hilarious?
Dougie Fresh.
Hannah, listen to this one. I haven't even told you this yet.
All right.
So we're filming a new movie. We have a trailer park setting in my backyard with a bunch of like really shitty trailers, hay all over the place, trash in the trees, and and we have an oil well, a moving oil well that doesn't even work, but it looks like it's pumping oil that Seth built, and it doesn't pump oil, but it's moving and it's for the movie. And the neighbor from across the street must have called the township saying that I have a fucking oil well in the backyard and it's illegal and all this shit, and I had to prove to the police that it's fucking fake and it's a goddamn, like, I'm like, that bitch didn't even do her research. Like, she thought that we were, like, striking oil behind everybody's backs, you know? Like, she thought that we were...
How fucking simple you gotta be.
Yeah, we're digging up dinosaur bones in the back fucking yard, breaking kids over.
Seth, did you know that?
Yeah.
The oil well. The lady across the street must have called the police and said, like, now they have oil wells and they're trying to strike oil behind the township's back.
The township came over here and we're trying to figure out what the hell they're doing because they're just sort of snooping around, like taking measurements of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
We're like, well, what are you doing here? What are you looking for? Oh, we're checking to see if there's any bog turtles.
What the fuck looking are for bog turtles? That's like Harriet Tubman. That shit doesn't exist.
Bog turtles. The problem is the bitch across the street basically runs the township, and she hasn't got fucked in, like, probably 10 years, yeah. So she has cobwebs in her pussy.
Oh, dust it and, off! Dust it off!
She has cheese blocks and cobwebs in her pussy, and she's so mad at the world because she just wakes up to be a bitch. What does she actually say?
I want
to
suck dick!
She said to you, Hannah, when I dropped you off to get the cop, she goes,
now I'm late because these kids are here because they're fans of BAMS, and I'm...
What did she say to you?
I'm late for a good cause.
And I'm late for a good cause.
Oh, that's
what the hell does that mean?
She's all late for a good cause? All this traffic is stopping vibrator repair from getting to my workshop.
Yo, you remember when they had all those fucking dogs and those people dressed up like they were hunting fucking fox, like, come through the yard? What the fuck were they thinking?
Dog sounds, Chad. Dog sounds. You got them? Now I can put two and two together. I get it.
But the problem is that when all these complaints happen and the township has something to say, like, when they hit you all at once, when they're just like, no building ramps, no skateboarding on the ramps, no riding quads, no playing music, no filming, no MTV, no Viva La Bam, no skidding around, like, pick a fucking problem, you know what I mean? Like,
no skateboard ramps, no CGI ramps, no CGI turtles or fireworks.
No building a bar. Like,
they all are fake. No enjoying it, no hating it,
exactly.
No liking it, no loving it.
No hating it, no loving it, no liking it.
Seriously, like, I can't compromise with them because they're too busy. Like, it's like, do you not want me to build a ramp? Do you not want me to build a barn? Do you not want me to film a movie? Do you not want me to play music? Do you not want me to ride the quads? Do you not, like, pick a fucking, pick one. Pick just, one, and then we can compromise.
Don't no hurt. Asking us. Ask us first.
Do you think a horse could do the rollers?
Just don't hurt the turtles.
And the problem is, there's no getting around, like,
Amish country,
because, like I said, she's not even listening to me. If I said that I got shot from a trespasser coming into my house and property, she didn't even listen to me. She's just like, you're not getting it. There's trash. No, you're not getting it. I don't want people jumping over my fence.
She thinks it's your buddies hanging out there.
I know.
Parking in her
yard. And I was yelling at the kids. They're like, we came from Ohio. I'm like, I don't care if you came from fucking Michigan or Germany or Romania. You can't hop a fucking fence that says no trespassing. Right. It just doesn't work like that. Like, well, could we at least get a photo? Like, no, because I'm not going to set an example. I'm not going to have you go back to Ohio to tell your friends that you got a photo and you got what you wanted.
Yeah, it was all worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it was like, I didn't want them going home saying it was all worth it in the end. I'd rather have those two dudes hate me.
Yeah, and feel like complete
dickheads. Because, like, it's one thing if you bump into me.
Why would they hate
it's one thing if you bump into me in Westchester. Or, like, at Iron Hill or something, eating. Like, hell yeah, dude, I'll take a photo. But, like, don't fucking trespass. Hop my fucking fence and ring my doorbell. Right. Fuck you. I don't care if you're my biggest fan ever. Fuck you. Yeah, this is my fucking house. This is, like, you're interrupting, like, my time, you know? Yeah. Here. It's rude.
I would have spread
broke their faces.
What happened
when she picked up
dude.
All the trash? She bent down and was she picking up the trash?
Yeah, she needed two hairdos.
Cobwebs were shooting out of her pussy. Charlotte's Web came out.
No way.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte. Was that rat there from Charlotte's Web?
Round and round.
You know that rat?
That's some pig.
Oh, Charlotte, I can't believe you have all that food over there.
That's some pig.
Wait, didn't we do a Novak song with Round and Round?
Hmm? Round and Round, I'll be doing heroin. Round and Round, man. It goes around, comes around. What goes around, comes around. I'll tell you why, because I'm doing heroin.
No, I like this one.
Out on the street where we meet.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the street, man. That's where we meet. Stealing ladders.
What's this one called?
I'll tell you why. Lay it down.
I haven't heard this in a while.
No, you don't really know me. I don't, you don't really care to see me. You know you really got to lay it down. Woo!
Dude, Rat was the shit back then, dude.
Yeah.
Rat was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I saw this tour, too. Stephen Piercy, the lead singer.
Wait a second.
Spilled beer on me. Yeah, I'm that old.
Ooh. No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
Well, isn't that somebody from the restaurant in town from Rat? Or isn't there somebody from Rat?
Yeah.
No,
Gypsy
Rose.
Donnie from High Street Cafe was in Gypsy Rose. Wait, and he also played in Cinderella, like, when the dude was sick or something like that.
Yeah. That guy lives in Mortuary.
Like, while the bass player was sick or something, he did, like, five shows, and that was his claim to fame.
Wow.
That's somebody's awesome. Wife had a kid.
So Donnie from High Street Cafe, go there and check it out. They have good Cajun
food. That's awesome.
Woo! Who's this?
Cinderella.
This Cinderella?
Cinderella.
So this is what Donnie from High Street was playing for five whole days. Woo!
Damn, this shit is weaker than clock radio speakers.
Yeah, I stole the guitar, the bitch toss off of him. Flipping the guitar around. Now everybody does it.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks worse.
You learned that from Cinderella?
Oh, yeah.
What's Cinderella's biggest hit?
They got Nobody's Fool.
Glass Liver.
This one?
Yeah, she ruined a pumpkin once. Pretty bad.
Seth, what's Cinderella's biggest hit?
I think just the one. Just the one.
Seven Dwarfs.
What is this?
Nobody's Fool.
No.
Yeah.
They had a video on MTV back in the day when the Moon Man was.
Yeah, man.
That was when MTV was fucking the shit, dude.
This song, I was actually at the video shoot. They're a Philly band. They made good, man. I always looked up to local bands. And Cinderella.
Speaking of local bands, did you go to Rex last night to see Hannah's band play?
Yeah.
Back with paybacks.net.
Hammer.
Yeah, they have this one song called "I'm a Motherfucker." I thought I told you before.
Yeah, Hannah's it was band fun. Sucked. They don't even know any Cure songs.
I know, man. We didn't play any Cure for Hank.
Yeah, I was really upset about that.
Hank, you're a big dude. You listen to the Cure?
Standing in the beach with a ladder in my hand.
I look fun. Every time
I just fuck up with no facts.
What is that?
Oh, what? The Cure?
Oh.
I don't know, but I got the...
I love seeing Backwoods Payback and just looking for that one song, because they're just like, all right, this next song...
Yo, the bad...
I'm a motherfucker! That's so loud. Oh, man. Hey, Valiant Thor actually played right before you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're from North Carolina, and they're on Volcom's label. They're pretty rad. Let's hear Valiant Thor right now. It's, I think, yeah, track one's a good one. And all I really know is that they all have beards and they basically look like ZZ Top, only...
That's awesome.
They rock a little. Nobody rocks harder than ZZ Top, bam. My name is Seth, and you need to get that done. Now you can play your little Valiant Thor or whatever, but my name's Seth, and nobody can ever rock harder than ZZ Top. So this is Valiant Thor, this is Seth, and I'm now mad. Ready, Seth?
Right now. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Get your hand over here.
No.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Put it under.
Come on.
Not radio under. Real under.
Ew, dude. Oh, ew, I'm feeling your balls.
Ew. Oh, wait, here you go. Ew, dude.
I hope you shit yourself.
You're not the only one.
I hope you shit yourself. Hey, do I have a camo gear for tomorrow,
yes,
Seth?
You do.
Yeah? Yep. Sweet.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We have to be all camo, and we're filming that scene at 6 in the morning, so it's not like I. Goldberg's going to be opening up early for us or anything.
True that.
True that, true that.
Yo, man, yo.
Is there still an I. Goldberg's on the planet?
No. Yeah. I think there's one in Delaware.
It's
it's
in Philly, at 12th and really? Chestnut, and it's fantastic.
God bless America. That's
I like great. That joint. Was it 12th and what?
Walnut or Chet?
Is that where I got that sweet jacket?
Yes, it is.
That was I. Goldberg?
Yes, it is.
It's an Army surplus store.
It's great.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Dude, how about Buddy Bill being awake all night by himself? Him and Young Guns banged out some fucking uninvited girl in the backyard or whatever.
Was she CPI?
So then I invite Buddy Bill's all muffed up on vodka and God knows what. And I'm like, why don't you come kayaking with me? He's like, all right, I'm freezing. I'll go. I don't care. So we both go kayaking. Yo, we're going down the river. We went at about noon. And he had his vodka and grapefruit in between his legs, and he's like paddling. We have the exact same kayak, only mine's yellow and his is blue. He's like, oh, man, you got a fucking faster one because I'm going faster. I'm like, it's the same fucking boat. You know, he's like, no, how come you're going faster and all that? Like, I'm like, maybe because I'm paddling harder. Yeah. I don't know. He's like, no, you gave me the fucking cheap one. I'm like, look at it. It's the same brand, only it's a different color. I'm like, if you really want to get out and switch, I'll switch because there's the same fucking thing. He's like, no, you just got the fucking fast one. That's all. You got the streamliner.
Streamliner.
You got the fucking streamliner by my back.
I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'm gonna fuck anything that moves.
And then there's these fishermen out there, and then they're just like, yo, let me reel in the line real quick so you guys can go by. I'm like, all right, thanks, man. They're like, yo, dude, holy shit, man. After smoking a joint, I never thought I'd see bad. Out on the fucking thing. And then Buddy Bill's like, weed, let me hit that shit. They're like, oh, fuck, I just threw the joint down the river. He's like, well, I gotta go find that shit. He starts pedaling down the river. Like even if he found some wet joint floating down the river, it's not going to do any good. Dude, he was dead serious. It was serious, like, oh, man, I just threw the joint down the river. Well, I'm going to find that shit.
Yo, you take it to the rabbits.
No. We started at Northbrook and then went down to 842.
Oh, that's a good road. It's all right. There's a lot of fucking horses and shit. And all
there's
that.
A lot of horse. Where?
Yes.
Honey, want to go kayaking?
Yeah.
He said there's a lot of horse.
Yeah.
Sins.
Oh, then scumbag Buddy Bill. Then scumbag Buddy Bill finds his dead
title.
I gave Buddy Bill that name.
He's got this. Yeah. There's this dead duck stuck on this wood, all like with his neck all jacked up and shit. He's like, oh, we gotta have this buddy float down the river with us. So he gets the fucking duck and he starts floating with the current with us. He's like, no, we got a buddy. And there's just a dead duck just floating with us. And it was like, it was all smelling and shit. I'm like, Buddy Bill, that fucking thing reeks, dude. Get rid of it. He's like, no, we need to have a buddy, dude. We gotta have a buddy.
Bird flu.
And dude. the neck is just underwater, just all like broken neck floating And
I watched Buddy Bill one time in Vermont grab a duck from underneath the water. He like swam underwater and grabbed this duck by the feet. Why would you do that? What the hell is the purpose of that?
Buddy Bill is the only dude who showed up in the yard.
He's a predator.
Everybody's out like working out on the yard. He does a donut just to show off. The fucking truck, his Chevy Blazer truck or GMC or whatever, actually flipped over on the two wheels on his side. Oh, I thought he was awesome. Dead. He climbs out on the top of the of his door, and he's standing on top of his door with his truck sideways, and just goes. Then he jumps back. Then he pushes his car back onto all four wheels, all bouncing and shit. And then he just starts it up, boom, 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 and then he goes, ha, woo, woo, and then he just takes off.
There's like all the fluids are all dripping down the.
I know.
Down across
fucking
the hood and
Buddy Bill.
And hey. He's still driving it to this day, that truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember it wouldn't go in the park? And it was stuck in drive, and the key wouldn't shut off. I have the emergency brake on, and it's pointing right at G's truck and almost to my Mercedes.
Your truck?
I was, like, freaking out. I was, like, so thankful that it wasn't pointing at the Mercedes because, you know, when you let go of the gas and there's, like, a 3-mile-an-hour momentum or whatever? Yeah. It had that, so the e-brake, the parking brake was the only thing keeping it from not going.
Oh, thin.
And it wouldn't shut off, and I'm, like, freaking out because I can't find Buddy Bill. He's out in the woods or something. I'm like, Buddy fucking Bill, your fucking truck won't, it's stuck in drive. I have the parking brake on, and it won't shut off. And he's like, let me fuck with it. It happened when I flipped over the car last month. You know? So he's like, I know what I'm doing. Get out of the way.
What, do you have, like, drywall in the back?
I don't know.
Scattered through New York.
Well, you were there. I blamed it all on Hannah. He's like, what the fuck did you do it? And it was totally me moving his car. But Hannah was trying to now muff with it because he knows more about cars than I do. So I'm like, as soon as Buddy Bill comes up, I'm like, Hannah, what did you do? And he's like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Done.
Just pawning it all off to Hannah, having it be his fault.
Oh, well.
Buddy Bill's boxing again.
Oh yeah! No.
I thought Kahunaville went out of business.
No, it's a different place. And he said,
same place, different name.
No, different place. It's
15 North.
We gotta go.
It was in a month. He was like, everybody's gotta go. And then he was like, it's the place holds like 1,000 people.
Wow.
And I was like, you gotta wear real boxing clothes. You're gonna wear ripped up jeans again. And he
ripped
was like,
jeans.
No, he's like, I gotta wear real boxing shit.
What town? He probably does.
He should, dude.
Dude, he's tough.
Can we make him real boxing?
Last time he was like, I gotta get in shape. I gotta quit smoking. I was like, when's your fight? He was like, next Thursday. I was like, you just quit like 4 days before.
He probably made like a fake volcano like Kahunaville.
Anal volcano.
So what town is it in?
I don't know. It's right around here. It's probably near where. He'll tell you. Why don't you call him? You want to call him?
Yeah, call him.
Hold on.
Let's get him ready. Let's play a song right now. Let's
Buddy Bill ain't waking up till 8:30.
Let's play Guar. It's called War Is All We Know. this is the new Guar album.
Buddy Bill.
And then we're gonna call Buddy Bill as Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. This is all that I can.
What is that?
I don't know.
Hey, that was Guar. Hey, guys, that was Guar.
You want steak? Why eat chicken or tuna when you can have a big, thick, juicy, grade A USDA ground chuck? Slap it on your face and let it drip down your chin and laugh at your wife because she can't enjoy it like a real man can. So if you want a pound of colon full of pleasure, go do it. I want steak instead. Steak, it's what's for dinner.
That's pretty good. How did you know what that was? You just made that up?
Guitar downloaded those steak songs and they gave them to me. Yeah. So I got it at Gary. If you know Chad Ginsburg, man, he looks like Shang Tsung, Mortal Kombat 2. Mortal Kombat 1 too, a little bit, but more Mortal Kombat 2.
Doesn't Chad look like Ice Cube right there?
Yeah, there he looks like Ice Cube. Really?
Oh, yeah, that's the Lenny Kravitz look. I don't look white there, that's for sure.
You look like Ice Cube, dude.
He's talking about this Rudy and Blitz CD. Totally.
I thought it was Ice Cube, but it kind of looked like Chad. And then the nose ring, I was like, it is Chad.
That's Rudy and Blitz CD.
Dip Gizzards.
Yeah, dude.
It's Ice Cube trying rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like Body Count.
Yeah.
You're on, bro.
You know what, dudes? It's actually time to go, and I just found this CD out of the woodworks, which is from CKY2K when we went to Iceland, and I haven't heard this probably since I edited this video, so I'm actually looking forward to it. This is Orbital with a song called Holly Con, and we're signing off.
Yeah.
Eat a big old fucking steak, you queer. You sick dick licker.
Thank you.
Radio Bam for this week. We're done. Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.
My name is